Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saints Joachim and Anne, the parents of Our Lady. Tradition tells us that as a couple, they actually couldn't have children. They couldn't conceive like many famous couples in the scriptures, like Abraham and Sarah, like Isaac and Rebecca, Jacob, Rachel, Hannah and Elkanah, Elizabeth and Zacharias, all of whom were sterile for many years. But because of their patience, because of their virtue, because of their trust in the Lord, in their old age, Joachim and Anne were rewarded with the purest of all rewards, with the greatest, we could say the greatest baby girl that the world has ever seen and will ever see, Our Lady. Patience, virtue, and trust in the Lord. You know, those are three things that if you ever read the Old Testament, there are three things which Israel so often failed at observing in their history. It's actually also one of the proofs of the trustworthiness of the scriptures as well, the fact that they portray the Israelites, God's chosen people, often in an unfavorable light, often warts and all, as they say. And why did they do that? Well, because the Israelites were constantly sinning against the Lord and they were constantly in need of divine and human correction. Now, we as a body of Christ need to learn from the errors of Israel on one hand, and we also need to learn from the righteousness of Saints Joachim and Anne on the other hand, namely the patience, virtue, trust in the Lord. It's especially urgent for us nowadays when we're surrounded by injustices, both inside the church and also outside the church in the secular world as well. Jesus, when he was talking once about the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, he said this in Matthew 24, verses 10 through 13. He said, "Many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another, and many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because wickedness is multiplied, the love of many will grow cold. But he who perseveres to the end will be saved," said our Lord. I think we can apply those words to our times as well, because there is the risk of our faith wavering and of our love growing cold and of us becoming embittered because of all the problems and all the evil that surrounds us. You know, certainly the one area of sin which we should be most concerned about is the sin within our own hearts, because we're definitely responsible to God for cleaning up that mess, you know, with his grace, obviously, the mess within us. But of course, that doesn't mean we shouldn't be concerned about others' sins. You know, we should be concerned about others' sins, especially if they're not concerned about them. Our Lady gave us the remedy for sin, the remedy with a capital R, when she gave us her Son, and she also told us the remedy for sin, we could say with a remedy with a small R, when she said that it's prayer and penance and consecration to her. You know, for our part, repenting of our sins and praying and doing good for the conversion of sinners is the greatest remedy for evil, not bitterness, not hatred, not anger, not resentment. Saints Joachim and Anne did not grow bitter in their trials, be it their trial of sterility, or we can even add for conjecture, even the social and political and religious trials of their days. They didn't let evil and injustice embitter them. They used evil and injustice, if we can put it that way, as a means of drawing closer to the Lord, as a healthy excuse to take refuge in the shadow of his wings. Why does God allow evil? We often ask that, or we hear that asked. Believe it or not, the answer is actually very simple. God allows evil because he's going to bring a greater good out of it. That's why he demonstrated that logic. He proved that theory on the cross. And for those who might be responding and saying, well, if God's going to allow, bring good out of all the evil, then we shouldn't worry about committing sin because God's going to bring good out of it, of course, right? Well, the Apostle Paul actually refers to that way of thinking for those of you who want to read Romans chapter 3, verses 5 and 8. For those of you who draw that conclusion, please read what the Apostle says, Romans 3, 5 and 8. Now, like Our Lady's parents, we too have to resist the spirit of bitterness and the spirit of despair, which many times can even taint the good that we do or can prevent us from doing the good that we should do. If we weather life's storms, then according to our righteousness in God's eyes, according to our patience, according to our virtue, according to our trust in the Lord, then we too will receive a great reward, just like today's saints did when they received the Immaculate Conception and when they were welcomed into paradise. And last word, speaking on paradise, I would just say, let's be wise. Let's not look for our reward in this life. That was basically what Our Lady said to Saint Bernadette. She said, I cannot promise to make you happy in this life, only in the next, she said to Saint Bernadette. So let's take those words of Our Lady and make them our own, and let's put into practice the virtues that also made her parents become great saints. Praise be Jesus and Mary.